Hey Chicago, it's Nudia Hernandez from Vocalo. Taylor Bennett and A Damn Killer will be joining me for Vocalo's Summer Meltdown concert on July 11th at Bottom Lounge. It's free and the good vibes are endless. For more, head to wbez.org/events.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's administration is defending its deal with a controversial security firm to prop up so-called base camps for migrants. Johnson's Deputy Chief of Staff Christina Passioni-Zayas says the city had few options when it came to firms that could set up large-scale tent camps.
Of literally standing up prefabricated structures, driving 50-foot poles, creating flooring, and then staffing 24/7.
My colleague Mariah Waffle reports the firm Garda World is controversial because it's faced allegations of mistreatment of migrants in other places. If they set up in Chicago, they could provide 3 meals a day and staffing at forthcoming campsites. Passione Zayas says the city is looking into whether they can hire local organizations to staff the shelters after they're built. In other immigration news, my colleague Esther Yunji Kang reports Venezuelan asylum seekers now have temporary protected status. That means in Chicago, about 14,000 Venezuelan migrants are on the fast track to get work permits. Local immigrant leaders applaud the Biden administration for allowing Venezuelan migrants to apply for work permits, but they want the rule to extend to other undocumented residents. Advocates say the new rule does not help hundreds of thousands of other undocumented immigrants already living in the Chicago area. Ere Rendon leads immigrant justice initiatives at the Resurrection Project.
Folks should be able to come to the U.S., contribute, get work permits. But we don't believe that it should only be for Venezuelans. We believe that it should be for all immigrants.
She says the rule change shows the president has broad authority to grant work permits. Federal lawmakers from Illinois are asking their Republican colleagues to avoid a government shutdown. My own colleague, Mawa Iqbal, reports. Congress has until the end of this month to pass 12 bills funding government programs and services, things like Social Security and the National Park Service. A small group of House Republicans are trying to block these bills, which were already agreed upon by leaders from both chambers. Democratic Congressman Sean Casten says hundreds of thousands of government employees would abruptly stop working.
244,000 people in the Department of Homeland Security would potentially be furloughed, which means people defending our borders, people working TSA at the airports would just be sent home.
Casten says it's now up to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to pull the Republicans together and pass the bills. Congressman Danny Davis held a press conference earlier this week to warn residents about the effects of a shutdown. The Illinois State Board of Education is considering further tightening rules against restraining and isolating students in schools. My colleague Nareda Moreno says a working group is proposing new changes after lawmakers restricted these practices in 2021. The goal now is to clarify the rules against isolation and restraint that dictate the types of rooms that can be used. Here's Brian Metcalf, the state's director of student care, at a Board of Education meeting earlier this week.
Having these guidelines that have required ceiling heights would naturally exclude the use of things like closets for restraint and timeout.
The state is also proposing a mediation process to resolve concerns early on and wants to make clear that laying students in a prone position is now prohibited in any setting. And some quick things you should know today. An elementary school in Highland Park was evacuated yesterday after a bomb threat. By 10 a.m., the superintendent of Red Oak Elementary School said the building had been cleared. Operations resumed at 11:30. This comes after the X account Libs of TikTok, which caters to a far-right and anti-LGBTQ audience, posted about the school last Friday. The post included a picture of a classroom at the school with a pride flag. The message asked why the school would have that flag, quote, hanging above students' heads all day. Cook County wants to spend about $8 million to help low-income suburban residents pay their water bills. But 2 out of 17 commissioners voted against the proposal yesterday because payments would go to a resident's water supplier. In some cases, these are suburban governments, and some suburbs have been criticized for not paying their own water bills. County officials said they would track how the money is being spent. And concession workers at Wrigley Field have voted to authorize a strike. The Sun-Times reports they've been working without a contract with Levy Restaurants since 2020. Roughly 700 employees are asking for better hourly wages, expanded health coverage, and a pension. That's what Levy concession employees at the United Center agreed to after a one-day strike in March. a spokesperson for Levy could not immediately be reached for comment. The weather today and this weekend is going to be partly cloudy. The high hits the mid-70s both today and tomorrow, and dips down to the high 60s on Sunday. That's it for now. Later today, this week is one of two opportunities this year to see Chicago Henge. That's when the sun rises and sets perfectly between buildings on some Chicago streets, and it's pretty amazing to behold. So my fellow Rundown host, Aaron Allen, called up Michelle Nichols from the Adler Planetarium to break it down. They talked about the interplay between nature and the built environment, and they really got into their feelings about space.
With so many new planets being discovered around other stars. Mm. What the artists are doing is they're taking the science data of what we know about these planets and imagining what would it be like.
Hear more of that conversation today at 2 o'clock on The Rundown. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.